escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
And we're coming to you live for the Build Four Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on the fans, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Tuesday morning. It is July. July 1st, which means we are close to the pinnacle of the summer around here. July 4th, which means it is another WFAN anniversary, 38 years for the radio station. It also means that we have free agency in NBA and free agency in the NHL, and it got off to an interesting start yesterday. It looks like the Knicks are going to indeed bring in Jordan Clarkson, who a few years ago, 2021, was sixth man of the year, did not have a great year last year with the Jazz, but definitely an upgrade on the bench. Russell Westbrook's name was bandied about a little bit. That doesn't seem realistic. But the thing that I kept my eye on yesterday was, what were the Lakers doing? What did the Lakers do? And it was nothing. And Rich Paul said, who, by the way, represents Jordan Clarkson. So, maybe they talked yesterday. The Lakers, who were put on notice saying, you better do something this offseason or LeBron's going to go elsewhere, did nothing. They were even in the losers bracket on CBSSports.com and your free agency winners and losers. They were a loser. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Jay. And it's kind of funny because after we left here yesterday, you know, I'm following all this free agency and the trades and everything that are going on, that is going on. And by the way, the Boston Celtics are, I guess, just dismantling the whole team.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people thought it would happen, but maybe not this drastically or dramatically, but yes.
Well, new owners and expected balloon payments and all sorts of crazy contracts. So I'm not saying that they're going to be terrible, because I think Brad Stevens knows what he's doing, and I think he's being told. And I think he's being told probably by the new ownership that we got to, you know, get this under control, especially with Jason Tatum most likely missing the entire season. So it seems like, it feels like right now as we sit here, that the Boston Celtics, you know, are essentially punting on this season, upcoming season.
Yeah.
That's what it really feels like that way to me. Now, there's certain teams that, like the Dallas Mavericks, they go after D'Angelo Russell. They know that they're not going to have Kyrie Irving, so they make a smart move by bringing in a quality player. He's certainly not Kyrie Irving, but a smart player nonetheless, and he can handle that position. And you know, who knows what's going to happen with Cooper Flagg down there and what they're trying to rebuild into. But when I think about what the Knicks are doing and about what you said yesterday morning, making us realize what Rich Paul was saying after LeBron opted into his $52.6 million contract. And once he opts in, that means that told me that Rich Paul didn't have anything else for LeBron. You know, there wasn't anybody out there clamoring for him.
Yeah, but this is, which I totally agree with yesterday, but I did hear Brian Windhorst say last night that he reached out to a few teams, Windhorst did, and ask them, teams that would make sense for LeBron James, right, and ask them, did you have any idea about this, or was it even on your radar? And each one of them said, no, we were caught completely flat-footed with this. So it almost seems as if
they weren't contacted by Rich Paul
It almost seems like we're going to opt in, we're going to put the pressure on the Lakers, you're going to get more money by opting in, and then if the Lakers have they brick their offseason, then we'll put you out there on the trade block. That's what it feels like to me, that he didn't contact the teams, just from the sense that of what Windhorst had said, that everybody was caught off guard.
Could you imagine calling the Cavaliers and then telling Brian Windhorst, we really didn't have any interest? Or if they called Milwaukee, we really didn't have any interest. We don't want LeBron. I mean,
true.
I can't imagine anybody, admitting that they did not want LeBron James for whatever, 2 years, $81 million, kind of like what the James Harden deal was. Even though James Harden actually got a raise. LeBron may have had to take less money, but overall, over the 2 years, it would have been more than $52.6 million.
Yes, right. And then, I mean, 1 year of LeBron sounds okay. I mean, it doesn't sound great to me. It sounds okay with the way he played last year. 2 years does not sound great at all. And, of course, one of his former coaches, Mike Brown, came in for a second interview with the Knicks as he is now the leader in the clubhouse. So I don't want to say that this is a crazy idea with LeBron James. I also don't want to say that it's likely, but you can't tell me, because also in the reporting about the Jordan Clarkson deal, Rich Paul called the Knicks about Jordan Clarkson and said, hey, you know, there's going to be a buyout situation here. You guys interested? They were interested.
Yes.
Now, remember, Rich Paul and Leon Rose had a miserable relationship for a long time. And they got together before last season, and they patched that whole thing up.
Oh,
so now they're talking. So now you get Rich Paul calling up. You cannot tell me that when Rich Paul called up about Jordan Clarkson, there wasn't a, hey, what are we doing here with LeBron? What was that whole statement about? Huh? Like, what would mean? Do you really want to move him?
I would think that there would have been a conversation.
100%.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So, I mean, again, the question that I have is, since the Knicks really can't do anything, they're hamstrung. And plus, they have to figure out what they're doing with Mikal Bridges. Everybody tends to forget this.
Yeah, that he needs a contract.
He's a contract extension eligible player right now.
Yeah.
And the Knicks have got to decide how much they're willing to pay him. And I'm sure that his side wants a max contract, but I can't imagine that the Knicks would say, yeah, we're going to give you a max contract. I mean,
Not right now. No way.
But again, that is, you have to take that into account. You have to realize that could there be trades coming in order to facilitate that contract extension? And you're not trading for a guy like Mikal Bridges with all the assets you gave up to get him without signing him, are you?
No. I mean, unless he was a total disaster, which he was not. He was disappointing.
I thought he got better as the season went on, and I thought he had a pretty decent playoffs.
Sure, but I mean, you're not just hanging on to him for the fact that you gave up the picks. I mean, he's got to show you something, and hopefully next year will be better. And there's also some of the reports about, you know, we think, is there something bigger coming? Is there something brewing? The LeBron thing we've talked about. We also heard how the Knicks pulled themselves out of the Kevin Durant thing because of several reasons, one of which might have been that they were thinking bigger, which could have been a Giannis if they were trying to figure that out, and the Kevin Durant thing was happening quick, and they weren't too confident in the Giannis thing being a closed door, so they kept that open. So I do think they're going to try to shoot for the stars. Now, one thing that I'm a little bit tired of hearing, and Leon Rose has done an amazing job here, and I don't know how involved he was with the firing of Thibodeau, and Leon Rose has been great. He's been a huge part of this thing, if not the biggest part of this thing, turning
90%
around.
90% of everything he's done has been fine.
Right.
A couple bad signings.
This is what I was about to bring up.
There's no fan engagement.
Right. But, like, this is what. So, when everybody says you got to trust him with Leon Rose, you know, everything he's done, you got to trust him. He had one miserable offseason that we forget because everything's been pretty good after that.
That's true.
He had the Kemba Walker, Evan Fournier offseason. So he is capable of botching one.
But he lost out to somebody. Who did he lose out on in order to turn to those two guys? He lost out on, I forget who it was. There was somebody he wanted, and that person either won for more money somewhere else, and then he had a switch. Maybe it was a draft situation. I forget what it was. I felt like Kemba Walker and Fournier were like plan B or C.
Gordon Hayward was a free agent that year. I know, remember talking about that, but I'm not sure if he was the one.
There was something where he had to do something. He had some money to spend, and he ended up spending it on those guys. But that was not his original targets. I felt like he just did it just to make sure that he had two professional players on the roster. And that was the one thing that you have to remember, that was a bad decision. So
I just hope we're not headed. And when you say it wasn't his original targets, that reminds me of something that's going on right now. The head coach.
With the head coach and everything else, which also could lead us down a road of just complete disaster. But I'm assuming that there's consultation with some of the players. I'm assuming that, you know, Rick Brunson's involved in some of this. World Wide West is right in the middle of all this. I mean, you know, that's another thing when you think about World Wide West and you know, his influence and the things that are going on. But one thing I will say, like, and I was thinking about this yesterday, in terms of fan engagement, you know, a lot of these teams are pulling back. The Jets are pulling back. The Knicks have pulled back for 4 years now. You know, and when I talk about fan engagement, I'm not talking about the coach talking after games, or I'm talking about the general manager. I'm talking about the team. Like, even like the team social media thing is, you know, just kind of bland. There's nothing there. And I think most of the fan engagement now comes from the players themselves. Like when Josh and Jalen are doing their podcast.
Yeah.
You know, that's fan engagement, you know, and but it's just those two guys. I mean, the Knicks aren't doing anything. You don't hear those guys really talking about, you know, coach firings. You don't hear them talking about hiring different players. You don't, you know, or trading away. You know, you don't get any of that stuff. And right now, I mean, like, I think most teams around, I feel anyway, especially teams like the Knicks who are going to sell out 19,000 every night anyway, their front office has been told to disengage. It has completely disengaged from the fan base. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I think in some ways it's a good thing. And I think in some ways it's great for the Jets that they've done it too. Like, have you heard from Darren Mooji at all? Do you even know who he is?
Yeah, just the couple times that he has to speak at the combine. I mean, he is completely boring, and he's not going to say anything, and they're really trying to. I mean, Joe Douglas was the same way. I mean, Joe Douglas didn't say. He hung out with us at Boomer and Geo Live. That was sort of the extent of his entertainment value. I mean, he was behind the scenes, too. Most general managers are, but Leon Rose is a guy who never speaks, like, ever, ever, ever. You know, at least Darren Mooji is fulfilling the things that you're supposed to do. I guess the NBA doesn't have the same rules about general managers speaking. And where the Knicks are right now, I mean, unless there's something out there that I haven't found because I've been looking for it, but where the Knicks right now, where they are, is unprecedented. There's never been an NBA team that has gone into NBA free agency without a head coach. Nobody's ever done that. So they're the one.
Yeah, this tells me one of two things. The one thing it tells me is that they're running it back with everybody that was on this team last year. You know, that significantly had an impact. Maybe not the bottom three or four guys. They're going to bring the young guys back. That means Mitch is probably coming back. That means McBride is coming back, and then this new guy who they're going to sign.
Jordan Clarkson,
right?
Yep.
Off of the Utah Jazz. All right, so, and then they're going to run it back with the starting five. That to me, is one thing that they're going to do, and they're just going to try to find the right coach that's going to fit with the group of guys that they're keeping here. Or is there a mammoth trade with Carl Anthony Towns being sent to, let's say if Mike Brown comes here, where was he before here?
Sacramento.
Is there some sort of trade that you would make with Sacramento that a couple players that he would like on this team as opposed to Carl Anthony Towns? Because what we saw from Carl Anthony Towns, while he was a double-double and he was a really, really good player for the most part, some of the dumb things he was doing in the playoffs made no sense. It's like he just snapped mentally at certain times, and you're like, what? What? I mean, it was alarming, some of the things that he was doing, to the point, if we all remember this, where they win a game in Indianapolis, I think it was, and he's the post-game player of the game with TNT, and those guys are asking him about it.
Well, they're telling him that what he's doing is ridiculous, yeah, and he's agreeing with them. So I think that this regime with Leon Rose and World Wide West love Carl Anthony Towns, and they want to make it work with him. So that would surprise me.
All right, so then that's it. Now it's just about a coach. It's not about any free agents.
Well, I mean, unless the LeBron, because we did match the money yesterday with the LeBron James Lakers deal without Carl Anthony Towns in it, unless they do something like that where it's OG Anunoby and Mitchell Robinson for LeBron and Maxi Kleber and maybe something like that. Let me ask you this one. What about bringing in Al Horford? I understand he's 100 years old, but he could still really get it done.
Other
champion mentality.
I'd love to have him, but I think other teams want him too.
Well, of course, but you would like that. You wouldn't say.
No, I wouldn't say anything. He's a quality guy that's going to play 10 minutes a night.
But
and
I mean,
he could start for you if you need him to start. If like Carl Anthony Towns is going to take a break here or there, you know, he could start for you. Mitch could start for you. I mean, assuming you're keeping Mitch, but I
think that's
where,
like, a stability big guy in there that would really, really help this team.
And he
team.
Can shoot.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be, obviously we talk about youth and up and down and all that stuff. You wouldn't have him there for any of that. But he's a guy, just feel like settles things down when they get crazy. You know, when guys, you know, when Josh Hart's going nuts, or
what is he, like 39 years old?
Yeah, I mean, he's up there now.
Yeah, know? I mean, but, again, that's just, isn't that why they brought in P.J. Tucker?
Well, no, totally different. I mean, P.J. Tucker wasn't really, I mean, playing.
Yeah, I know he wasn't playing, but I thought he was supposed to be a.
No, he was like an edgy guy.
Okay.
More than a, he was like a attitude guy, more than a calming influence.
Well, they must not have liked him because they didn't re-sign him.
Yeah. Yeah, 39. So he just turned 39.
I mean, you know, I wouldn't, you know, they don't have much room to do anything, and I don't know what he would expect. Somebody will give him a contract. To me, like, everybody's leaving the Lakers. Luke Kornet left the Lakers for a 4-year deal.
Yeah, I mean,
he got a 4-year. God bless him.
I mean, the Celtics you're talking about, Celtics, not the Lakers. Yeah.
So he left there and went to the Spurs, I believe.
Yes.
For a 4-year deal. That, I mean, God bless that kid. Because he was here.
He was here.
And then all of a sudden became a pain in the ass in the playoffs. I mean, he was a really good role player for the Celtics.
Yeah, I mean, that team is, it's definitely,
they're punting, man.
It seems like it without their star. It does seem like that is a, that is something that's going on.
They're going to retool for the, well, they're going to have to spend a lot of money on Jaylen Brown this year. And obviously Tatum's not going to play. They got rid of Jrue Holiday. Kornet's gone. Porzingis is gone. I mean, they're just punting on the season.
Yeah. So
it feels that way.
So the options, you know, and the Celtics could still bring back Horford, but if you're Horford, you're like, man, if this is what you're doing this year.
No. I want to go to one of these Eastern Conference teams that I think I can win with, or, you know, does Oklahoma City need a, you know, a backup center?
So the ones that I'm looking at here, reportedly interested, the Knicks, the Warriors, the Cavs, and the Nuggets, which are all pretty good options for him. I mean, if you're thinking about any of those, he'd be happy and in contention. So,
but you know, to me, I think he, I don't know, I guess it depends on how much money and what kind of term he gets. And, you know, it would be great for the Knicks, but I don't know. It's,
and maybe he goes out to LA because they're complaining about not having a big man out there. You know, after the Anthony Davis trade that they can trust, and maybe that's the move that LeBron ends up staying there for, even though it's not like you're getting a 28-year-old Al Horford. But, yeah, I don't know. Just keep an eye. The biggest thing to keep an eye on in this offseason is what the Lakers are doing. Every day.
I feel like that's every
year. No, but especially this year. Pay attention, and if they are sitting there and they're not doing a thing and it's just complete quiet over there in L.A., that means LeBron's gone.
I just feel again. Like both the Knicks and the Rangers are hamstrung when it comes to free agency right now.
Yeah, but we always say these things, and then the cap is so weird. They figure things out, and they got to pay more taxes and all those things.
Yeah.
Like, you could always make trades. You
not
could always
hockey,
find mid-level exceptions in the NBA, all of these things.
Yeah, well, hockey, you can make trades. There's no question about that. And the Rangers would have to make a trade to be able to fit some of the players that are rumored to be coming here, but and to be able to sign a couple of their own restricted free agents if somebody doesn't come after them. But like I was telling you yesterday, you know, Mitch Marner was going to the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yep.
And I told you that, and I told you that it was going to be a sign and trade. And the reason it's a sign and trade is because the Vegas Knights could give him 8 years. So if he signs with his original team, he signs the 8-year deal, and then they trade him to the Vegas Golden Knights. And they actually get something back for him, which was a smart move by the Toronto Maple Leafs, because they couldn't afford $12 million a year, which is what he got in Vegas, in Nevada, a state-free, you know, state tax-free state. So there are 6 teams in the NHL that are dealing with this. And I don't care what Gary Bettman says. When you look at some of these contracts that some of the guys from Florida are signing and going to, you know, Vegas, in order to meet that number that Mitch Marner just got from Vegas, the Rangers have to pay him like $15 million a year.
Yeah, it's tough.
You got to tell me there isn't a competitive imbalance because of the nature of where these teams play and the tax implications that are now a part of this. And also, the same thing goes for the NBA. You know, this is why guys want to go to Dallas. This is why guys want to play in Florida. This is why guys, and if they are married and they have kids, they'd rather live in flip-flop weather than living in, you know, like 5 months of wintertime north of the border.
Yes. Which
and paying provincial taxes and federal
Edmonton,
taxes and
Winnipeg,
everything else.
Got all those places for sure. Yeah, tough, very tough.
So the NHL's got to do something about it. They don't. You're going to have every year Dallas, Vegas, Florida, Tampa, they're all going to be in the playoffs. Just because the players, the good teams, the good players are going to want to play there, and they'll take a little bit less money.
So remember we did the heat check last week on Boomstradamus?
Yeah.
I said, we'll see how hot you are. Well, you got the Mitch Martin to Vegas one. You also got another one. I don't know if you realized you hit another one, which is just unbelievable. So
I know which one I hit.
Yeah, it's I can't believe these predictions
and
that you have had.
I'm sorry about this latest one, Yankee fans.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that next with Jerry Recco. Jerry will give you the low lights from the Yankees last night.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Boomstradamus on an epic run right now, like he's never been on before. The Kodai Senga hamstring, the Tyrese Halliburton Achilles, all called prior to them happening. The Mitch Marner to the Vegas Knights said yesterday, when it hadn't happened yet, you nailed that one. And when I did a heat check on you after the Halliburton injury, and, you know, heat check for people who never heard that before is when a guy's hitting a ton of threes and then they just give him the ball again and he heaves from anywhere to see if every shot is going in. I said, we got to heat check you on this. And I said, who's the next Yankee to get hurt? And you said Trent Grisham. And Trent Grisham goes down with a hamstring. He was the next Yankee to get hurt.
Yeah, I just want to say this, though. You asked me a negative question. Like, you could have asked me a positive question, and I could have given you a positive answer. But you asked me a negative question, I think, in due in large part that we were talking about Halliburton.
Yes, and injuries. And that's what you've been nailing, is these injuries. So the other one that you said that day was Manaea was not going to come back this year and pitch for the Mets, which, I mean, that would be devastating, as we know, but I mean, this is wild what you're on right now.
Well, he's got a particle in his elbow.
No, loose body.
A body, a particle, whatever you want to call
it.
Yeah. Now, we talked about this on the 25th of June.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think I said that he's not coming back total. I said he wouldn't come back. I don't think we would see him until, if he comes back, like to the end of August.
I heard out for the year. He said out for the year.
Did I say out for the year, Jerry?
He said out for the year.
You know?
I'd be lying if I said I don't remember what you said.
Yeah, no,
maybe you weren't here.
You're like, you know what that means? He's out for the year.
I don't remember. I must not have been here.
Yeah.
Or I wasn't in the studio at the time.
Did you ever hear, you've heard of loose bodies in an elbow?
I have.
You have?
Yes.
And when you hear loose bodies in an elbow, because you're like a baseball.
I think of like a baseball, like a bone chip.
Yeah, right. So, but how long do you think is the pitcher out for when you have a bone chip?
3 months.
Okay.
There you go.
Jerry
Recco, elbow expert. Jerry Recco.
Elbow expert, yes.
Yeah, so this has been interesting. This is a lottery spot for you now. You absolutely need to go and play Mega Millions, go on the Jackpocket app, do whatever you have to do, because predicting a Trent Grisham injury?
Out of the blue? I know, it's crazy. When I saw this last night, I was like, I felt bad. I actually did. I wasn't crying like I was for the Islanders' first-round draft pick.
Sure.
Or first overall draft pick, I should say. But I felt bad for Trent. I really did.
Yes, and for Yankee fans. All right, Jerry, what's happening over there, man?
Well, what's happening is the Yankees losing to the Blue Jays. So all of a sudden, two games behind the Yankees. First place, Rays did lose. So the lead atop the AL East, still a game and a half. But you had a bad sixth inning where Toronto scored four. Here was the go-ahead hit.
And the pitch, swing, shot under the glove with Jazz Chisholm. One run scores. Here comes another run. Springer dives for third. He is out at third. Throw to second. In there is Vlad Jr. But a couple of runs score.
And that was Dave Sims with Susan there in the background on the Fan. That was George Springer, by the way. Dove into the thigh there, which is why he came off a little slow. But that was the go-ahead base hit for Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and 5-4 would be the final. The Yankees down 5-3 at that point. Got a home run from Cody Bellinger, but unable to get all the way back. in that inning, a couple of ill-advised throws by Anthony Volpe, who made a couple of really good plays. One was a bad throw to third. One was another to first, allowing the runner to go to third. Here was Volpe.
Yeah, I mean, that's baseball. Happens. Proud of our bats in the top of the inning. And then we're going to be aggressive and try to make plays and back up the pitcher. So that's baseball. Happens. We had a lot of opportunities after that, too. And I feel like we still took good at-bats and put good swings on the ball.
You also had the catcher's interference by J.C. Ascara in this inning. It was kind of a mess in the sixth inning.
Weird inning. And it was. I'm not going to kill Volpe for that throw. I mean, you know, he's making a diving play. He's trying to make a play. I mean, what are you going to do?
If he didn't have his previous struggles, people wouldn't have been on him for this as much. I think that's had a lot to do with it.
And plus, they lost the game.
Well, yeah, that too.
That too is right. Carlos Rodon made the start. He was a lot of pitches, but he was fine through five. In the sixth, gave up the double, which is when he came out of the game for Mark Leiter Jr., who struggled. He wound up taking
the
loss.
You know what happened? So Rodon didn't want to pound the zone.
Mm.
But Leiter
nibbling
did.
Nibbling?
He was nibbling.
But Leiter gave up like ground ball after he just were hitting the right spots, essentially.
You got to hit it where they ain't.
I understand.
And that's what happened.
I understand. I get it. But it's not like he gave up, you know, he faced four batters and gave up three home runs and a triple.
Didn't Pee Wee Reese say that?
And not, I thought Yogi Berra said hit him where they ain't.
Somebody
was it Pee Wee Reese?
It. Maybe I thought it was Pee Wee Reese.
I'm going to say Pee Wee Reese on that one.
Al?
I thought it was Yogi Berra also, but let me Google that.
Hit it where they ain't.
Mm-hmm. It was Carlos Rodon. Yeah, a lot of pitches.
They made it tough. They had long at-bats, and they were putting the ball in play, so not much miss. But defensively, you know, the boys made some plays for me, and she got knocked out there in the sixth, and could fastball up, and he made a good swing. So
you're both wrong. Willie Keeler.
Oh, we will.
Damn it.
We
Willie Keeler.
That's right.
Wow.
They don't even like baseball.
How do you not know it's Wee Willie Keeler? I mean, I'm driving in today. Well, I actually took the train, and I'm listening to Boomer, who couldn't pick a baseball out of a lineup. There's grapefruit and apples there. listen, and he said Pee Wee Reese is hitting with their eight. I mean, Boomer, shame on you. I mean, you're in your 60s. How do you not know about Wee Willie Keeler? I mean, who did you think? Did you think Mickey Mantle said, "Let's play two"? Jeez.
Oh, that's great. Hey,
that was already banked.
Brought it up or something.
Very funny. What else? The injuries, an issue. So you guys talked about Grisham. Austin Wells is going to miss time with an injured finger. Pitcher Fernando Cruz placed on the IL with an oblique injury. This was Grisham left in the fifth, tight hamstring. The severity.
It's too early to tell. I'm trying to be optimistic about it and just really see how it wakes up in the morning because. I don't know, it's just, I've dealt with hammies before in the past, and it just didn't feel like any other one, so just really trying to stay optimistic.
That doesn't sound great. That does not sound good. So, Yankees 48-36, they will continue this afternoon, 3:07, first pitch in Toronto, Max Fried.
Some sort of holiday up there?
Yeah, that's right.
Why would you play at 3 o'clock?
It's Toronto Day.
Is it Toronto Day or Canada Day?
I have no idea. It is a holiday, though.
It's Canada Day.
Which is, okay, I don't live there, don't care, but... They're playing at 3:07.
Jerry, yeah, we need to care about everyone.
They're not the 51st state. Don't care.
Yeah, July 1st, Canada Day.
There you go.
It's also WFAN Day, by the way.
That is right.
Wow.
38.
How do you, this is what Google goes, how do you explain Canada Day to a child? Canada Day is the national holiday of Canada. It falls on July 1st. On that day in 1867, Canada became a country. There you go. Canada Day. Move up the baseball game so we can celebrate Canada Day at night with some Molsons.
What did they do? Throw the French out?
What did happen?
In 1867, four of Great Britain's North American colonies joined together as a new country.
But they had to kick the French out, right?
Yeah, but they didn't do a great job.
They got French Canadians.
Yeah, they're still up there in Montreal. Right?
This is interesting. Oh, yeah, okay.
What?
No, I'm just...
They didn't totally kick the French out.
Yeah, obviously
didn't do a good job of that.
Well, I don't know what the hell was going on back then. All right.
How do you not know the candidate then?
Max Fried takes on Kevin Gausman today. Coverage on the Fan at 2:25. We know the Mets will open a series with the Brewers tonight. Clay Holmes, Freddie Peralta, the starters there. The Mets now 2 games behind Philly in the NL East. The Phillies shutting out the Padres 4-0.
Breaking ball blasted down the left field line towards the pole, and this one is gone. First ball swinging, and Nick Castellanos lines one down the line and right. It's his 10th home run of the season.
And that was really all the offense that would be needed, because one former Met, Zach Wheeler, gave 8 innings, 6 hit ball, 10 strikeouts for the win. Here was Wheeler on his night.
Had good stuff tonight. JT called an awesome game. I was able to follow along and execute for the most part. Made some mistakes, and Xander and Manny almost hit a couple out, but luckily they stayed in, and JT called a great game. Had some good defense behind me, so it just worked out tonight.
50th win of the season for Philadelphia. We'll sprinkle in some more baseball as we go through the morning. From the NBA, a lot of reports to say Mike Brown indeed will have a second interview with the Knicks this week about their head coaching job. In terms of free agency that opened up last night, Knicks expected to sign Jazz guard Jordan Clarkson. The Nets acquired Michael Porter Jr. and a future, and I mean a future, first-round draft pick from the Nuggets for Cam Johnson, the 2032.
Yeah, I mean,
oh wow,
that's very presumptuous, you know.
Yes, the Nets. Will Sean Marks have the opportunity to make that pick?
Yes,
7 years from now.
100% yes.
Yes,
yeah.
He can't be around still in 2032.
He's definitely going to be around.
No way. No.
Well, Brian Cashman's been around for 45 years. So,
but he's the only one. Everybody else is in and out. Were you upset that they traded Cam Johnson?
No. Okay. Now, Michael Porter's a good player.
Yeah, he kind of, I guess some weird stuff was going on with him last year out there, but who knows?
Speaking of weird stuff, as an athlete,
yes, okay.
What would you say is one way you would not like to be described by your peers or people that cover you?
Lazy.
That's a good one. What would you say?
Doesn't have fight.
Like, that's really, okay. That's not tough, lazy. Not tough. Soft, no heart. Lazy.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Those are both very good answers.
Yeah, yes. Soft.
But Kendrick Perkins knocked it out of the park when talking about DeAndre Ayton, who was bought out by the Blazers.
Yes.
This was Perkins on ESPN.
The word around the league is not good about DeAndre Ayton. The Portland Trail Blazers were happy as hell that they got to this point with him. Right now, he's been labeled as a diva. As a cancer in the locker room?
That's a rough one.
Wow. Diva and cancer.
Yes. So.
Oh, diva cancer. That's not diva good.
Cancer. That's a bad combination.
Yeah. The only thing that would be worse would be bitch, I think, in those three. Diva cancer, bitch.
Soft diva cancer.
Soft diva cancer,
bitch.
I don't
think come across as soft.
Yeah, I would agree. Diva cancer, bitch.
Well, he didn't
His
say
teammates label him as a soft diva cancer, bitch.
Thanks, Kendrick. Oh, I mean, at least he tells it like it is.
Hey, that he does.
That guy just lets it rip, man.
No question about it. Brooke Lopez, 2 years with the Clippers, and D'Angelo Russell going to the Mavericks. Netflix released a trailer for their upcoming docuseries on the Cowboys called America's Team, The Gambler. It is about Jerry Jones taking over the organization.
Didn't I tell you this was happening? I thought we talked about this.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for 3 months, actually.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me, though, that on June 30th that they were releasing the trailer.
Well, it's obviously going to be coinciding with the start of the NFL season.
On August 19th, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to that audio coming up. Okay. The Dolphins have agreed to trade Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith to the Steelers in exchange for Minkah Fitzpatrick and a pick swap. You told me that was happening.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't see that one coming?
No.
I thought we knew Jalen Ramsey was getting dealt.
We knew he was getting dealt. We just didn't know where. And Minkah Fitzpatrick goes back to the Dolphins.
That's right.
He was their original first round pick.
Yes, he does.
Number 11 overall, I think. That's like a really interesting trade to me. I don't know, just like safety for a cornerback. And does this tell you that the Steelers are all in signing these Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, trading for him, bringing in Jalen Ramsey?
What it tells me is that they've drafted horribly, because this is now multiple years in a row that they're just scrap heaping their entire roster. You know, Justin Fields and Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. Now let's go ahead and get somebody else's wide receiver and get somebody else's cornerback. It's just their drafts have been an atrocity the last couple of years.
They've had two really, you know, they've had two Hall of Fame quarterbacks that lasted a long time with them and won multiple Super Bowls, Ben Roethlisberger and Terry Bradshaw.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've been in quarterback hell ever since Ben retired.
And lastly, the Maple Leafs send Mitch Marner to the Golden Knights, where he receives an 8-year deal worth $96 million.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Want to join the show? 888-808-1019. Massive thunderstorms rolling through last night by me and many others on Long Island in New Jersey, and I think up north as well. And the power went out, and it's, you know, we have like the sound machine going, and like, you know, Sabrina's got a night light in her room and all this stuff. So it's like when the power goes out in the middle of the night, and obviously the air conditioning is blasting this time of year. So when the power goes out, I mean, it's obvious in the middle of the night. So power goes out. PSE&G, by the way, did an amazing job. They've got, like, they text right away telling you they know the power's out and then give you an estimated time when they put it back on. So of course, so then it's first time ever, Summer climbs out of her bed, opens the door, and comes in our bed. So now that's just a complete, we've got two dogs. Sabrina comes running in. I've got two adults, two dogs, and two children in the bed last night.
You should have went under the bed.
So I was thinking about like getting up and going into the other room, but I was like, I don't know, whatever. It's 2:30 in the morning. I have to get up in less than an hour anyway. So I get up, and Gina goes, you know, the power's out. I said, get out of here. Oh, it's pretty obvious. The power's out. I got everybody in the bed here. Everyone's freaking out. The thunder's going on. There's no sound machine. It's hot as hell. You know,
I'm very disappointed in you.
With the generator popping on?
Yeah, you did not get a generator.
Yeah.
South Shore, Long Island, you need a generator, man. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's the one that I...
what are you doing?
It's really expensive.
Yeah, and it's really important.
Yeah, well, we'll
and
see.
And they're out there, and you could do that, and it's easy to make it happen. Get a Generac, take care of your whole house, and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's there.
We are in the middle of hurricane season, too, by the way. And I am not predicting a hurricane for Long Island. God. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
I know. Listen, you gave me that gas one, but, you know, I used it on my old house, and it was great.
Yeah. That was, you'd have to get up, and you'd have to go plug it in and turn on.
I do have that.
Boom, boom, boom. No problem.
I do have that. Right on the ready.
Yeah, but not at 2:30 in the morning. You don't want that. You don't want to have to do that. That's like on a Saturday morning if something happens, then you're up and you can do it. But
I was up.
How long did it take them to put the?
It was less than an hour actually.
Well, there you
so
go. That's good for them.
It went out at 2:30. They predicted it would be back on at 4:45, and it was back on at 3:15.
See, they're smart. They put it out a couple hours, and then they get it done early, and they're like, oh, wow, they did a great job.
100%. Yes. And they got a pat on the back this morning for
me. Yes, they did.
So, nice work.
Oh, and by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah, good news for us down here, you know. It sounds like, finally, the Holland Tunnel outbound is done after 3 years.
Ooh.
And I'm not sure what they did. I don't know if it was stuff, you know, outside the tunnel that they were working on. Because they certainly weren't working on inside the tunnel, because they got some of the ugliest tile of all the tunnels around here.
Yeah, it seems like they got a deal on that tile, you know?
I think that tile's been there since they built the tunnel.
Oh, you're talking about the retiling. Which one are they retiling?
Well, the Midtown Tunnel and the UCarry Tunnel.
That's right. They retiled. Yeah.
That's an Andrew Cuomo legacy project after, you know, Katrina. Just like LaGuardia, just like UBS Arena. I mean, he did do a lot of big projects.
Yeah, he's true. So his legacy is little grab ass, little COVID patient, little tile. That's his legacy.
Not a little COVID patient, a lot of COVID.
A lot of COVID patient.
Right, and then the whole mandates and all that other crap. But at the end of the day, the Holland Tunnel is the ugliest of all the tunnels.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Let's go
the Lincoln Tunnel could be there too, by the way.
Let's go to Adam in Manhattan. What's going on, Adam?
Morning, gents. How are you?
Great, right, Adam. What's going on, brother?
Hey, boom. So, last couple of days, I've been seeing these previews for these Netflix shows. I saw they're doing one for a 7-part series for Barry Sanders, one for Thurman Thomas. Has anyone approached you? I'd like to see you up there, too. You're more than worthy of it.
We did one. It's the E60.
No, but what about Netflix? Will they do one on you, a little 7-part series? Let the local folks see what you've been through and what you've accomplished?
Yeah, I think if you listen to me, you know what I've been through and you know what I've accomplished.
Yeah, I mean, that E60 second wind was unbelievable. I mean, I don't know that anybody Netflix could do a better job than what ESPN did with that. And obviously, that's the thing you'd want to highlight more than anything.
Well, it highlights Gunnar's trials and tribulations, right, really. And it's a story that ends up with a positive ending, an amazing ending.
I mean, is that true, a 7-part Barry Sanders documentary? There's no way you could squeeze out 7 episodes of Barry Sanders.
Well, it all depends on where
how. Listen, he was great, but so it was a documentary.
Didn't they have that Prime documentary a couple years ago?
I don't know.
Because there was a thing with the coach, the former player you tracked down, you called.
Oh, was it? Oh, Scott Mitchell?
Yeah. Bye Bye Barry, it was called.
Okay.
That might be the one this dude's talking about. Well, I don't see another Netflix one.
But it was, I mean, it wasn't 7 parts, was it?
It was not.
If there was a 7-part Barry Sanders documentary, that would have blown my mind. I mean, the guy had a great small career, and he was unbelievable, one of the most entertaining players you'd ever seen.
And he retired early.
But, I mean, I thought it was a lot. Like, this, what is it, 8 parts for the Jerry Jones one?
Well, I mean, there is a lot there, man. From the day that he bought the Cowboys and ended up having to let Tom Landry go to the firestorm that created, and then, you know, getting Jerry's World built, Jimmy Johnson, the 3 Super Bowls, Barry Switzer, Troy Aikman. I mean, it's on, and Tony Romo, on and on and on and on and on. I mean,
it could be 3 episodes, though.
No,
it could be 3.
And then, you know, Jerry's yacht and, you know, the building of the Cowboy brand, which we all
think that 8 episodes would take 8 episodes to get it all in there?
It's the Cowboys. It's like the Yankees.
No,
like if George Steinbrenner were still alive and they did a whole Netflix documentary on him and what he was able to recreate with the Yankees. You know, he brought the pride back. He saw an opportunity to buy a team that had a passionate fan base from a corporation and make it into what it has turned out to be today.
Yeah, I mean, and
it's the same thing Jerry Jones did with the Cowboys.
There's got to be a few dud episodes in there. There has to be.
Well, they did. Didn't they just do something on Jeannie Buss too?
Al would know that. Al is obsessed with Jeannie Buss.
I was not aware of this. Tell me more.
I thought they did a TV show about her.
There's a Kate Hudson show where the character is like loosely based on Jeannie Buss.
Right, yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's not the same.
Yeah, and there was the Winning Time show a couple years ago where it was like kind of about them, but they took extreme liberties with all the characters, including a young Jeannie Buss.
Who I think they hired a very attractive actress to play, right? I'm pretty sure. I think I saw that in one of the episodes. I think Jerry loved that.
You know, again,
series. That's another off-brand Jerry spot. He loved that series.
He did. Off-brand Jerry spot.
He's the only guy I ever heard who liked that series.
But, I mean, there's so many things out there right now. It's just too much.
Yeah, but it's too much, but it's not enough. Because yesterday I was looking around. I was like, I got nothing here right now. I got absolutely nothing.
I felt the same way. I ended up in the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader reality show.
Oh, you went back to that season too?
Yeah, it's not great, but I had nothing either.
Yeah, it's bad. Even YouTube.
Power Walk, will you please?
I almost clicked on, but I didn't want to have like an existential meltdown yesterday because it's the summertime.
An existential meltdown.
Yeah, I almost put on the Neil deGrasse Tyson YouTube video. It had like over 3 million views. It says, there's growing evidence that we're actually living, our universe is inside of a black hole. So I couldn't click on that yesterday because then I would have been gone. I probably would have called off. I would have just been huddled naked in the fetal position in one of the corners of my house saying, what are we doing here? Why are we? What is this human experience?
And you would get caught in that vortex.
Right. And then someone would call me up and be like, hey, you want to go play Timber Point at 5 o'clock front 9? Yeah, no problem. Yeah, let me pull my clothes on and get out there.
Well, that would have helped you, that's for sure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.